Today's the 17th of May 2012. This is a continuation of the interview at the Jarrett House, and I'm going to be interviewing George Jarrett to talk a bit about St. Therese Parish. George, what's your full name and date of birth and place?
George Cormac Jarrett. I was born on the 27th of June 1934 at St. Margaret's Hospital in Sydney.
And where did you grow up, George?
In Mascot. My mother and father divorced when I was about 18 months old, and I lived with my mother at my grandmother's place in High Street, Mascot.
Now, we've done... Eddie's talked a bit about all of that. So, do you mind if we move to Green Valley?
No.
Okay. So, tell me about what you felt when you first arrived at the house in Southern Avenue.
Oh, felt pretty good about it, you know, our own home and everything. Yeah.
And where were you working?
I was working for the Sydney County Council at the time.
So how was the travel to that once you moved in?
Oh, it wasn't too bad. We had a car and I used to drive to work. I worked at North Sydney Depot when we first moved in, and then I transferred to Campsie Depot, and then I went to Bankstown Depot, and... I was working casually at Cabravale Diggers, and I was offered a job there, so I took the job at Cabravale as a stock controller.
How long were you in the club industry for?
Oh, about 44 years.
It's a long time, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
And so Cabravale, how long were you associated with Cabravale?
About 15 years.
And
then I went to Orange Grove Golf Club from there. And then from Orange Grove Golf Club, I went to the Markets Club. And I was only at the Markets Club for about 6 weeks, and I got the job at Chester Hill RSL as the assistant secretary manager. And when the secretary manager retired, I got the secretary manager's job, and I had that until I retired.
So what did you do at Chester Hill? What were the community like there?
Oh, they were all right, you know, they were good people.
What did you like about the club work? What sort of things did you primarily do?
Just kept most of the staff honest.
Let's talk about your relationship with Father Muldoon.
Oh, terrific bloke. A lovely man.
So
yeah.
How did you get involved with the church, George?
I converted to Catholicism before I was married. An old priest at North Sydney, Father Arthur Stone. He was a Jesuit and a terrific bloke. He converted me. And then when we moved to the valley, he spoke to some of the nuns about me, whether I was still involved in the church or not. And they said, yes, I was. And that was it.
So how important has the faith been to you over the years?
Very important. Very, very important.
Can you describe your spiritual experience a bit then? Talk about
Well, it means heaven. It means living a good life, an honest life. Yeah. Can't give you much more information than that.
But you're quite an unselfish man.
Oh, yeah.
So tell me how did you support the church with Father Muldoon, for example? What happened, you know, were you involved in collecting the money?
Yeah, collecting the money and counting the money and the game of snooker after we finished the count and a couple of bottles of beer. You know, he was a good lad, the old Father Muldoon, real good man.
So can you talk how that was organised? At the church, how many of you did it, and maybe some of the names? Like, how would the... Tell me how that process worked. Because we're trying to understand... Well, I mean, you know, it's important.
Well, Vincey Silky, he was the one that organised me in there. And Jimmy Camden. You know, it was just sort of voluntary work.
How much money was raised after a mass?
Oh, I forget now. I couldn't
roughly
tell you.
Yeah.
About $30, I suppose. $40.
And you'd count the money back at Father's presbytery.
Yeah, in the presbytery, yeah. Yeah. Then when we were finished, we'd have a game of snooker.
He had a pool table in there.
Yeah. In the presbytery.
And who won the games?
We all had a go at it, all had a win. Yeah.
How long did you do that for?
Oh, I suppose until Father Muldoon retired. About 20 years, I suppose.
And what else did you do at the church there?
I used to cut the grass at the school and that. You know, opposite the church. And mow the grass for Father Muldoon out the back and that.
How often would you do that?
Well, once a fortnight. Yeah.
All right. What else would you be doing?
No, nothing much.
Who were some of your good friends there?
Vincey Silk, Jimmy Camden, Bert Gilroy, great bloke, the old Bert. Yeah, they're all good people.
Did you ever drink up at the Green Valley Hotel?
Yes.
And can we talk about, I think it was organised into little groups up there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What was your group? Did it have a name?
No. I used to drink with Billy Welfare and Bert Welfare. And Jimmy Howard, that was the four of us. Yeah, and Billy and Jimmy are gone now. Bert's still alive.
And what was the atmosphere like there?
Oh, good. Real good. Real pleasant. Yeah, very pleasant atmosphere.
And you were in the main bar there, were you?
Yes.
And was it full of... Did you smoke cigarettes?
Yes, I did.
And what was your beer?
Schooner of Reshes.
Yeah. And how long would you spend at the hotel?
Oh, a couple of hours.
And would you drive home or walk?
Yes, I drove home. Yeah.
And what about did you play golf?
Yes, I did. Yeah, we had a social golf club there.
Was that called something?
No, just the Green Valley Golf Club. And then I joined out at the Rugby League Country Club at Narellan. I used to play there every Saturday. Yeah, good golf out there.
So who were some of the Green Valley golfers that you played with from the Green Valley Golf Club?
Oh, Jimmy Howard, Alan and Brian Wood, Bert Welfare. Yeah, that's about all I can remember.
And how many men were at the pub?
Oh, I suppose 150.
And how many... years did you drink from its opening?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. So when did it open, roughly?
Oh, I couldn't say at all.
What did you think when the pub opened?
Well, we had a place to drink. Mm. We used to go into Liverpool and have a beer and have to get the bus home or something. But when the Valley Pub opened, it was great.
So did you ever go on holidays?
Yeah, I had a caravan down at Greenwell Point and a boat. I used to go down there fishing quite a lot.
And the Greenwell Point was where a few Green Valley people went, did they?
Yeah, yeah.
And who were some? Did you have friends you hung out with down there?
Like, yeah, Margaret and Paul Monley. That was about all from the Valley.
Who else was there?
A lot of people.
So you had a caravan. How long did you have a caravan down there?
Oh, about 12 years.
And it was quite a common thing, wasn't it?
For I reckon.
People to do in those days.
Yeah.
Anybody else that comes to memory that used to go down?
Bill and Maura and Philpott. They used to go down there a fair bit.
Yeah. What about Val Hood? Did they ever go down?
No. She used to go to Val.
Okay.
I can't remember going down there.
So you had a caravan where all your kids would go down?
Yeah, some of them would go. David would go down there quite a lot, go fishing that.
Yeah. It was affordable, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Not now.
No, it's just so different now, isn't it?
Yeah. I think they used to charge us $5 a week to keep the caravan in there. So we had $90 a week now.
It's quite different.
Yeah, I reckon.
What more can you say about Father Muldoon?
Oh, he's a great man.
What was great? What were some of his qualities that you use the word great?
Oh, well, he's religious and he's running of the community there, the Catholic community. You couldn't fault him. You could not fault that man.
He was very kind.
Oh, great man.
So was he like an inspiration for you?
Oh, I wouldn't say he was an inspiration for me. Yeah, he's a good bloke, but...
Did he keep you on track?
Yes, he did.
In what way?
Oh, well, doing the right thing and that.
Mm.
Yeah.
So what did the parish mean to you, George?
It meant a hell of a lot. It was only the second parish ever I lived in. Yeah, we lived at North Sydney and then moved to Green Valley, and that was it. You know, the bloke from North Sydney was a great man too, Father Arthur Stone. And then we got him to Father Muldoon. You know.
What about the nuns?
Oh, yeah, great people. Great people. Met him, Sister Betty McMahon and that. And who was that one we saw the other day, eh?
Diana Hayes.
And Sister Hayes, Sister Diana Hayes, yeah. I've seen her a couple of days ago. Yeah, she's a great woman.
So I believe you were a bit of a dancer, George.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember the cabarets at the Valley?
Yes, I do.
Did you dance with many of the women?
No, only with my wife.
Yeah.
Oh, you did.
So where did you learn to dance?
I taught myself.
You're a modest man, George. What do you remember, like, thinking about the cabarets? What was your involvement in the cabarets?
I had no involvement in it. I just went to them and had a dance and a few beers and that was it.
Did you MC events?
No. No.
Did you train any football clubs or?
No. No, I wasn't a footballer. I wasn't a sportsman at all. Golf was the only sport ever I enjoyed.
So thinking, how did the club world change? You would have seen quite a bit over the years.
Oh, yeah, I did.
How can we talk about that?
Oh, I don't know.
What were some of the biggest changes to the club industry that you witnessed over the years?
Oh, can't think of any.
What about money, like poker machines and different legislations, like revenue raising?
Oh, well, it went along with what we had there, you know, the number of machines that were in the club, that was it. Yeah. When I left Orange Grove Golf Club, the fellow that was the president there, he put on a lucky draw raffle, and you had to be on the premises to win it, and it was $1,000 first prize, and him and his wife were the only two members on the premises. Yeah.
So they won it?
Yeah. And got the $1,000.
So do you do some volunteer work?
Only with Meals on Wheels. I do it 4 days a week. You know, it's something for the community. The community's been so good to me that I try and do something for the community now.
How long have you been doing that?
Oh, about 10, 11 years. Yeah.
So what are some of the funniest memories you've had with Father Muldoon and some of the men? Are there any sort of classic stories?
Oh, I don't know.
Because there's been a hell of a lot of fun.
Oh, I reckon. I can't think of any now. No, can't think of any.
What about your children? How important have they been?
Very important. Very, very, very important. Yeah, we had five. We lost a little boy when he was 20 months old. I had a swimming pool in the backyard, and I was emptying it, and he got into it and, you know, drowned. Poor old Anthony. Yeah.
How did you move on with that, George?
I don't know, I just had to move on. You know, a big help to me was a fellow named Roy Caterson. He was the secretary manager at Cabravale Diggers at the time. And, you know, I didn't have much money. And he paid for Anthony's funeral and the grave and all that sort of thing. And I went to pay him back and he wouldn't take any money off me. So, poor old Roy.
He's passed away, has he?
Yeah, yeah. We visit him and his wife's grave now and again. Yeah.
And then you got Lizzie.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a lovely woman, her.
Is she special to you? Or is it all the same?
They're all the same.
But she'd be a bit special?
Oh, yeah, well, they're all a bit special. The lot. Mm. Yeah, Lizzie's three little girls and her, beautiful people.
What do you think of Margaret Monley?
A lovely woman, one of the best women ever I've struck. Yeah, beautiful woman. And Paul, her husband, he's just the same, on the same level as Margaret too.
Was she the funniest woman you've ever met?
One of them, yes. Yeah.
What about Carmel Dwyer?
Oh yeah, that was another one. Lovely woman, her. Unbelievable. Carmy.
So where did you all get your humour from? Like, you all must have really clicked with your characters.
Oh, I don't know.
Because it's very enjoyable, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's a huge relief.
Yeah.
So did you do a bit of ventriloquism? Have you ever had any ventriloquist dolls?
No. Oh. No.
Did you ever do any of the chocolate wheels or pig fries? I suppose the mowing was enough, really, wasn't it? So, did you know Graham Davies across the road from you?
Yes. Yeah.
Were they friends of yours?
Yes. Yeah, good bloke, Al Graham. Real good man. Him and his wife, Elaine, wasn't it? Yeah. Mm. Yeah, they're beautiful people.
So what have been some of the most important things for you, George, like with Green Valley? What are some of the standout moments?
Oh, I don't know if there have been any.
Now, there's a cartoon here with, there's a man dressed as Adolf Hitler, and you've been talking about how spiritual you are, but yet...
Oh, yeah.
So was that a fancy dress one night? Can you tell me about what happened that night?
Well, Bill Kennedy drew that.
And why were you captured like that?
I know. I went to a turnout dress as him one night. Yeah.
Must have impressed him. Did you know Bill Kennedy well?
Yes, I did. Yeah, real good man, Bill. And Maureen was his wife, wasn't it? No, what was
Margaret.
His wife? Margaret. Yeah.
Muriel.
Was the daughter.
I don't know what else to ask you.
Yeah, well.
We just wanted to get your voice on, really. Mm-hmm. Yeah.